It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Spring is here. Do you love being outdoors? Our guest today is Jenny Filmer Edwards, Public Information Administrator at Springfield Greene County Park Board. Welcome to our virtual program, Jenny.
Thank you.
Being outdoors has become a lifesaver for us during the pandemic. The Park Board handles more than just neighborhood parks. Can you give us a snapshot of what the Park Board does?
The Park Board is more than 100 years old institution in our city in Springfield and Greene County. It was established in 1913, and at the time there were just a handful of parks, and today we have 104 locations. A lot of those locations have multiple features in them. A good example of that is the Springfield Botanical Gardens at Nathaniel Greene Close Memorial Park. That's one park, but it also has the Mizumoto Japanese Stroll Garden, the Gray Campbell Farmstead, the Rosson Native Butterfly House. So there's a lot of things that have names that are all in that park, but that's just one park. And our facilities range from what people typically think of with parks, which is playgrounds and walking trails, trees, green lawns, to sports facilities, to we have a zoo, we have multiple golf courses, we have family centers, which are indoor gym facilities for families to stay healthy and fit.
Well, let's talk about this since last March. You know, we have all been facing the challenges of living in the pandemic. So how did the Park Board respond to the challenges and offer services by following the safety guidelines?
Well, initially, the Park Board was in the same boat as everyone else in the city in that, things closed down very quickly. So we closed all of our indoor facilities down. We closed down all of our sports programs, all of our classes, anything that really had people gathering together, which is just about everything that we do. But after we got over the shock of having to shut everything down and cancel all of our events, we quickly started looking to, well, what can we do? First of all, we're very fortunate in our partnership with the Springfield Greene County Health Department, which gave us great advice and was always there for us. During that time, there was a period where the scientific advice said that playgrounds could be transmission sites. So unfortunately, and it was a very sad day, we had to close down our playgrounds for a couple of months, but later realized that it wasn't quite as big of a threat as we had thought. It was a very happy day when we were able to reopen our playgrounds. We were happy that we were able to leave our parks and our open spaces open throughout all of the closures. That includes our trails and wide open spaces where people could go. And we know that people were really using them. Just incidentally, anytime you went to the park, you saw a lot of people in the park, and we noticed that. But we also have ways of measuring how many people are in the park. We can do parking lot counts and generally know how many people are in the park based on the number of cars that are parked there. But even more scientific is the weight of the trash that we are picking up in our parks. We do our own trash pickup and we weigh it. And we know from the weight that it was about twice as busy as normal throughout the spring and summer season. People were really looking for a place to be outside and be safe and distanced, but also having fresh air and sunshine and all the things that we really need to survive.
Well, as the weather warming up, people want to enjoy outdoors more, but we are not quite completely out of the woods yet. So what are the policies as we move forward? Will pools be reopened this summer and classes and sports and that sort of thing? Can you give us a little bit more information on that?
Well, the rules are dictated by the city of Springfield, and we follow those very closely to the T. As far as what is allowed, how big of a crowd can you have, what is the capacity limit? So right now, the capacity limits are still at about 50%, and that impacts a lot of things that we would normally wanting to do indoors. But we have found ways to work through a lot of the prohibitions or the safety protocols. We were able to restart our sports leagues last summer using some modified rules. Some of those are still in place. We've been able to ease some of those sports league rules, but it's good to be able to work through things. What is really still impacting us at this point is our larger events, our festivals. As of right now, we've not been able to reopen our facilities that serve a senior population or our accessible recreation facilities, just because of the senior population and individuals with disabilities are a little more susceptible to the coronavirus. We've been very very careful about not reopening those too soon. So looking forward to the day when we can reopen those facilities, as well as more of our rental locations. Not all of our rental locations are open right now, particularly for indoor, like birthday parties and stuff. We do have some, but not all of them. So we're close, but we're not all the way there.
Right. So folks can get on your website to find the current information for sure. Yeah.
All of our programs are on our website. If it's listed there, you can assume that it's going to go ahead and happen.
Thank you very much, Jenny. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Jenny Filmer Edwards, Public Information Administrator at Springfield Greene County Park Board. For more information about this program, please visit the website at ksmu.org. I'm Hui Ping Chin. Thank you for listening.